You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Chinese government has recently made sweeping policy reforms, suggesting a return to its socialist roots. President Xi Jinping has said the reforms support Chinese common prosperity and include regulations on for-profit education, online gaming and internet companies. However, they have sparked debate on what further reforms that the government may make and how these could impact the global economy. Louis spoke to Victoria University of Wellington's Jason Young, who is a professor in political science and international relations, about the reforms and what these represent. Louis began by asking Jason to give some context to China's recent policy changes.
There's been a number of questions around the Chinese economy for some years. And it all revolves around the sort of age-old question in China about what the role of the private sector in the Chinese economy is. And so if you go back to the 50s and 60s, you see that China was a command economy. And in a command economy, it basically meant public ownership. Everything was done by quotas. There was no market economy functioning. But then in the 1980s, particularly under Deng Xiaoping, what you found was that China moved towards allowing the market to play a bigger function in the economy. From that point on, people were tending to argue that the old days of the Chinese command economy were over and that China was now moving towards a market-orientated economy. Recent years, particularly this last year, we've heard a lot more from Xi Jinping in particular about this idea of common prosperity and changing how they talk about the role of the state and the role of the private sector in the economy. They introduced a new principal contradiction in 2017 focused on unbalanced and inadequate development, which sort of harkens back to some of the earlier discussions around socialism. And then in recent months, we've also seen crackdowns on the private sector, particularly tech companies, a lot more regulation around fan groups and movie stars. So this has sort of raised some questions about whether or not we're seeing a shift in how the government approaching regulation or guidance of the private sector.
Has there been any indication from the Chinese government as to why these changes are coming in recently?
So the position of the Chinese government generally has been to say that these are regulatory changes. And so they're basically, just as the New Zealand government would say, that we need to have regulation in order to ensure that the market economy functions in a way that is not exploitative or doesn't create too much of a degree of social inequality. And so they're basically saying that they need to regulate the private sector to make it function better and to make sure it has better social outcomes.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot talked about this. Some have said this is in opposition to neoliberalism, while others, such as the Chinese official People's Daily, have said that this is a way to perfect the socialist market economy. Do you think this is more of a balance between a traditional market-based economy and socialism rather than just a direct opposition?
It's a good question. So if you look at the history of, I guess, economic thinking in China, there were a few scholars who were promoting the idea of neoliberalism, basically, you know, set the market free, and that's the best way to have prosperity within China and for China's economy to develop. But then you've also got a whole bunch of commentators and some economists who are basically neo-Maoists. And so they harken back to the 50s and 60s when the state played a stronger role. And not just playing a stronger role as in what we see here in New Zealand, such as public health care, but actually playing a more of a management role, so actually guiding and picking and choosing winners within the private sector. It's not socialism as we would know it, and it's not neoliberalism as we would know it. It's certainly a hybrid. And so it's really interesting to see how the private sector and the public sector coexist within China, and whether or not the private sector will be subject to more and more regulation or guidance from the state for political means. So if you look at the movie, the crackdown on some of the film stars and the movie stars and the fan clubs, some of the rationale behind that was not really economic or even the state managing the private sector, but it was more about morality. And so this goes to more of the socialist side of China today, which is to argue that the state can determine what they call core socialist values, and that those core socialist values will be an important part of how they regulate the private sector.
So I guess from what you're saying, you said there's been a return of neo-Maoist groups, and it's almost quite a change towards early CCP socialist beliefs compared to the kind of market-based views the CCP had in the 90s and early 2000s. Do you think that these recent changes are more of a change of beliefs and views by the CCP?
Yeah, that's a good question. And to be perfectly honest, it's really hard to know. I mean, the neo-Maoists never really went away. But what was interesting a couple of weeks ago was that the People's Daily, which is the official newspaper of the Chinese Communist Party, they shared and publicized an opinion piece written by a neo-Maoist scholar, Li Guangman, and that was sort of for the first time seeing could be read as them trying to promote that type of view, or could be read as there's a struggle or a debate going on within the Communist Party whether or not those ideas returning to some of the more older ideas of what the Communist Party was doing in the 50s and 60s, whether or not there should be more balance put on them as opposed to focusing on promoting the market economy as a way of developing. But you know, then a couple of days later, Xi Jinping comes out and says, we're going to open a new stock market and that the private sector is really, really important. So basically, you've sort of got these two things going on at the same time. It kind of goes back to that. I don't think we're going to see a return to, say, for example, the heady days of the Cultural Revolution, where it was very revolutionary. And no one's talking about class struggle or any of that type of thing anymore. But perhaps we're going back to more some of the thinking that was behind the Soviet Union, where you had a stronger focus on the role of the state in managing economic activity in the interests of the state.
Could these early changes and reforms have impact on the global economy, even though they're more domestically based?
What happens in the Chinese economy, even if it's a domestic change, will have an impact on the global economy. It's really hard to sort of think how that could happen, and it really depends on what types of regulatory changes go ahead. But it also sort of harkens to another debate that's been going on in China, which is around the Chinese economy's relationship, particularly with the developed world. So with the US-China trade war, we've seen a lot more scholars and officials in China raise concerns about being so heavily interdependent with countries, particularly Western liberal democracies, as the relationship between them has deteriorated. And so they've introduced a policy called dual circulation, which is basically the idea that the Chinese economy and policymakers should focus on promoting domestic economic activity and to manage more carefully the relationship between the Chinese economy and the international economy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.